Sorry. Okay, we're recording.
Okay. So, I guess the title this year was supposed to be is from one perspective, but really what we're going to talk about is two-pronged. The first one is talking about the mitzvah of matzah. When is there a mitzvah of matzah on Pesach? When is there not a mitzvah of matzah on Pesach? Maybe there is an iser of matzah on Pesach. And then a little bit about chametz on not Pesach. Kosher for Pesach, food after Pesach. Try to cover all of those different combinations, permutations. And hopefully also then just using that as kind of as a framework or a jumping off point first for a more kind of philosophic idea. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're gonna try to touch on all the permutations.
Okay.
Being that it's the middle of the night and that I have a habit of speaking quickly, if at any point I start speaking too quickly to understand for normal people, let me know. Any other questions or comments, feel free to raise your hand and stop me, especially a small enough group that it shouldn't get out of hand. If it does, we'll just cut off questions. That's fine also. So another thing that I just another totally unrelated point is that Safaria is a wonderful resource. Safaria, though, only contains texts that are not covered by copyright. So that's why the Tzitz Eliezer, which was written in the last, whatever, 40 years, is not on Safaria, because his works are still copyrighted and still protected by intellectual property laws, which is why that had to come from Hebrew Books, because they have permission to print it, but it can only be reprinted in their format. So that's why there are two source booklets for you. So one of them looks like a classic Gemara Makomos sheet. The other one is just the Tzitz Eliezer. So we're going to get to the Tzitz Eliezer later, but just so you know why there are two separate booklets. So, to start with the easiest one. Is there a marker?
There was just one.
To start with the easiest case.
Do you want me to stand?
No, it's right here. To start with the easiest case. Chametz. On Pesach.
No.
Is usher. All right? Just to get...
Even for Sfarid.
That was a great line.
So now we're going to take a look now, though, at the Pesukim to see about our mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach. So just to bear in mind, how many days long is the holiday of Pesach?
Seven
days. Just right. In Chutz Laaretz, it's always eight, and it's confusing because Sukkot is really eight and becomes nine, but Pesach is really seven and becomes eight if you're in Chutz Laaretz. So we're talking about a 7-day holiday. Source number one comes from Sefer Shmos, is the initial mitzvah. Somebody, a volunteer to read source number one. Good. Aliana. Okay, just to dig in a little bit, what's Balayla Hazeh?
14.
So we right, Pesach Chag HaMatzos is tricky. When we talk about the night of the 14th, we're talking about post-14th.
So 15th.
Right? What's becoming the 15th? But what Leila Seder.
Wait, it's the night. What's Balayla?
Right.
So it would only be that night.
Right. So that's our first thought here is that we're talking about Leila Seder. The Pasuk says that Balayla Hazeh, and what do you eat Balayla Hazeh? What does Pasuk say? But what does the whole Pasuk say? So Ve'achlu et Habasar, Basar is referring to, right? And we're eating at Sli'ish, Umatzot al Murim Yochlu. So we have over here, we're just going to throw this on the slide for now, we have the Korban Pesach and Matzah and Maror, and that is on the Leila Seder. Okay, Next, source number two is also a pasuk. Somebody want to read that as well? So we get everything on the table.
Barishon Barba Asa Yom HaKadosh Ba'er Tochlu Matzot Ad Yom HaEchad Le'Esrim HaKadosh Ba'er.
So, what's that talking about there?
The length of the
matzah. Well, if we're looking for our mitzvah of matzah.
Oh, yes, yeah, so you have to eat it from like the first day, the 14th day, 10 a.m. until the 23rd. No, yeah, the 21st day.
Right. So, when's the mitzvah of matzah?
Seven days.
Right. So, source number two says we have this mitzvah of matzah. All 7 days. Okay, let's go to source number three. Somebody. Go ahead.
No.
Okay. So, what's source number three saying? Yeah, what's source number three saying?
6 days. And the seven.
What do you think is going on in the third pasuk? It's like a pasuk that we read on Pesach. It's a parashat Torah. We hear it. Oh, sure, sheshet yamim. You're like, oh, tavot, whatever, something like that. No, sheshet yamim tuchal matzos. Right, eat matzah for 6 days. Uvayom hashviya tzeres hashem lekech lo tasam lacha. And the seventh day is a holiday. Is a mikra kodesh. Is technically it's a day that we're going to stop doing something, or it's a gathering day. But if you're probably with the fact we call Shavuos and Atzeres, we have Shmini Atzeres, so it probably means that it's some sort of Mikvah Kodesh. But if you're reading for reading comprehension, if it says you should eat matzahs for 6 days and on the seventh day, blah blah blah, the assumption being
on the seventh day you don't eat matzah,
right? Which is a crazy concept. Like, where does this come from? Right, it's like okay, they, like I can understand this idea that like matzah is special on Leil Seder and then. It's also 7 days, but like, what's the six and one? It's not even like, oh, the seventh day is the only day of Moed. The first day is also a Chag, right? The first day is also Mikra Kodesh, and we eat matzah, and we have his mitzvah. But so this is saying matzah is only 6 days. Yeah.
And it's just saying it's for the first 6 days.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so hopefully, yeah.
Also, how do we deal with, like, the fact that matzah was something that people ate? And, like, we don't eat matzah anymore, like, regularly, but, like, we were now on Pesach eating something that we normally eat, but now it's for a mitzvah. Is that, like, a way of, like, breaking it up? I don't know.
What do you mean breaking it up?
Like, not eating on the seventh day is a way of, like, making it, like, this is for a mitzvah. And, like, the seventh day, like, it's a chag, but it's also, like, the last day, so we want you to like take a break from eating matzah for mitzvah, so you don't think it's like regular matzah. Or, like,
interesting. But you're saying an idea that's kind of like in the direction of what the Gra says. He'll make his appearance later in this year, so you know, file it away and then see what you think. So this is clearly a little bit tricky to deal with, but it's not like anything that we discovered here now. The Gemara talks about it. We're going to see the Gemara in a second. Oh, just as background. A large portion of Shir came from a Shir by Rav Tabori and Gush. While I was putting together the Maror Komashi, which is like a little bit of technical annoying, somebody named Jeremy Ruberg made a sheet with about 40% of the Makoros already, so I kind of just took his to start with, so just to give credit where credit is due. So the Gemara Pesachim. Does anybody want to dig in? The Gemara Pesachim goes back and forth a little bit. It's late, so it's a great time to do it. One of Rabbi Shmuel's 13 principles comes up, which is always very exciting when you can apply it. What? Come on, yes, you want to take it? Go ahead.
Okay.
Stop. So what's Rabbi's position? Okay, great. Okay, so wait, so what's the svara? Why is Mar Derabanan?
Because it has to be with Pesach. It's because you don't have Pesach.
Right, he says, it comes from this Pasuk. The Pasuk says that when you have Pesach, you have Mar. No Pesach, no Mar. So we do Mar b'zman as the Rabbanan. Okay.
Matza nami haktiv, amatza umarim, matza mehadar hadar be kra. The Arab tochru matza.
Stop. Okay, great. So, who wants to? So it's a question. I matanami haksiv al matzos umrorim. Why are you telling me that maror is only the rabbanan on that in this pasuk? Matz is also in that pasuk. The same way you're saying that maror is only when we have the korban pesach. So too matz is only when we have the korban pesach. And so the Gemara answers. We were right. Matzah mehadar hadar beikra. Right, in the midst of matzah, the pasuk repeated itself. It returned to say matzah again, with the pasuk of ba'erev tochlu matzos. Right, that's what we have as pasuk number two. So we repeated another pasuk about matzah because we wanted to teach us that matzah, even without the korban pesach, is still d'oraisa. Okay. Yeah. Which is a crazy idea. Matzah is man is only derabanan. And like, I hope you all have fun in your seder. Just know that you're not doing any mitzvah d'oraisa. Like.
Ela haktiv the erev tochlu matzot. Hahimi bailei le tame. V'shei hayabadecha kolkach. Desilka date chamina. Kevan de pesach lo achli matzah. Maror nami lo nichu. Kamashmana.
So Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that they're both the Rabbanan. And if he says that they're both the Rabbanan, then he needs to deal with this pasuk of Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos. Because Rava said that we have Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos to tell us that that Matzah is d'oraisa, even though Maror is still the Rabbanan. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, no, Matzah is also the Rabbanan. So you say, okay, but then so what's this pasuk doing? Why do I have this pasuk of Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos? And so he says that we need that for somebody who's derech rechoka. Do we know what derech rechoka is code word for?
They're traveling.
Yeah, they've been with Dashnak before, but they don't make it in time.
And what do they do instead?
So they just do Pesach
Sheni. Right. Derech rechoka, that's what the Pesach Sheni people. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, I might have thought this Akadat Techamina came into Pesach Lo Achli because I am a derech rechoka, therefore I'm putter. Right, from doing Pesach Rishon, I'm going to do Pesach Sheni. So, if I'm not eating Pesach, Matzah Umar Nami Lo Nechol, Komash Malan. I would have thought that because I'm not eating Korban Pesach tonight, because I'm there Rechoka, I'm not at the Mikdash. Therefore, on Leil Yadal, what am I doing? I do nothing. I just, whatever. I can't eat Chametz because it's Pesach, just like it's not as we don't eat Chametz. But I have no special chiyuv to eat matzah. I have no special chiyuv to eat mar. I just have not chametz for dinner, and I go to sleep.
To tell over the story, also, Johnny.
Yeah, but again, in terms of like our eating ma'aseh mitzvah, I would have thought that everything is wrapped up in korban pesach. Without korban pesach, everything else falls away. Kamash malan bizman hamikdash. If you were derech rechoka, and you didn't have korban pesach. Nonetheless, you're chayav in matzah. It's a weird shita. It's like this pasuk is saying. So we're saying, oh, ba'erev tochlu matzos. But because I would have thought that either we're connecting it to korban pesach or we're not connecting it to korban pesach. But why are we connecting it to the fact that there is korban pesach happening tonight? Therefore, my matzah is d'oraisa. But if korban pesach is not happening tonight, my matzah is only d'rabbanan. Because he's using this pasuk to teach us that there's an independent mitzvah of matzah, even if you're not eating Korban Pesach. But what's different between Rav and Rav Acha bar Yaakov is that Rav says, it's teaching me that bizman hazeh, there's a separate mitzvah of matzah. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, it's just teaching me that in the time of the mikdash, there's a separate mitzvah of matzah. But if there's no mikdash, and nobody's doing Korban Pesach, there's no separate mitzvah of matzah. So, that's not what we're going to delve into now, but it's a little bit of a weird cheat to think about, unless you say, okay, it's Xeris Pesach. That's the Pesach class. Pesach says. And so now, obviously, we're going to come back to Rav and say, okay, well, Rava, according to you, how do I know that if you're Derech Rechoka, you need to eat matzah? So he could either just say, In a chenami. This pasuk tells me that you have a separate chiv of matzah. I don't care if this man is there, this man is mikdash. The pasuk is saying that it's a separate chiv, and that's it. But he doesn't say that. Which is just, I also like, file that away in the back of your mind. Why doesn't he say that? Why doesn't he just say, this pasuk is a separate source of a mitzvah of eating matzah? Clearly he thinks that the chiyuv matzah bizman hamikdash and the chiyuv matzah bizman hazeh are totally separate. They have separate psukim, and the psukim don't overlap. Just like, if we're talking about following Shaka Vitaria and like what's underlying what they're thinking about, it's an interesting thing.
Yeah, but then Rava is, I guess, by not using pasuk number 2 and 3, he's saying that there is a connection between the Korban Pesach and matzah, and like they are intertwined. And while it is a separate mitzvah, they're not completely independent from each other, right? Because he's not using those pasuk.
No, so what he's saying is that this is our mitzvah bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam. This is our mitzvah bizman shein beis hamikdash kayam. Again, you can get into it deeper and say, oh, well, this pasuk is really the same mitzvah, but this pasuk is just coming to, like, fill in a gap. But, like, somebody said, if we were doing this as an Ian Shear on this sugya, this is when we'd stop and we'd look at Rishonim. But because we're kind of, like, doing a little bit of Bikias on this Gemara as background, and we're trying to get into the halacha of it instead, we're kind of, like, asking questions, thinking it through, and then we're going to move on. Which is like a little unsatisfying for some people, but for other people it's like, okay, great. We got to see it, we got to sink our teeth into it, and onwards. So Rava says instead, V'Rava, right, so how does Rava know that Bizman HaMikdash, if you were there for Chokka, you still have a chiyuv of matzah if he's not going to use the pasuk?
Rava Amar Ha Tameh, B'Shaya B'Derech V'Chokka, Lo Tzarech Chokka, Lo Garim Ma'arel Uven Nachar, Titanya Ko Arel Lo Yochal Bo.
So Rabbi says, oh, he basically says the svara. We don't, right? I don't need a pasuk to tell me that if you are derech rechoka, that you are still chayav matzah. I have a svara because if you're derech rechoka, you're no worse than somebody who doesn't have a bris milah or somebody who's not Jewish. Because pasuk says, kol ben nechar lo yochal bo. Kol ara lo yochal bo. That if you don't have a milah, then you can't eat karban pesach. And the darshan bo ino ochel aval ochel a matzah umarer, that for them they can't eat the korban pesach, but they do still have a schiv of matzah and marer. And he says derech rechoka, you're like an arel. Okay, fine, but the arel still chayav a matzah marer. So you obviously also still are. So therefore, I don't need a separate pelt to teach me that because I have a svara. So then we come back and we say to Rav Chaim Yaakov, okay, so Rav Chaim Yaakov, what's your problem with the svara? Why can't you use the spar? Why do you think that you need a separate pasta? He says, okay, so we wrote in both places. We have a limud for RL, we have a limud for Derech Choka, and Shine. That's fine.
Yomim Toch Omatzot, Ubi Yomashvi Yetzer Lashi Rabbi.
Okay, so we're trying to halt cup, as they say, as we get through this. It's really Tanya Kavase de Rava. We have a support for Rava. We have a support for Rava and his construct. So Pasuk says, Sheshes Yom Tocha Matzos Ubayom HaShvi'i Atzer Atzah Shem Lokecha. 6 days you have to eat matzah. 6 days you have to have mitzvah to eat matzah. HaShvi'i Rishos. 7 days you don't have to. It's a choice. You want to eat it, you don't eat it, don't eat it. So we say, okay, but so my time. Heavy, what are we learning here? What's the reason? Heavy davar shehaya bichlal v'yatza min haklal lamed lo lamed ala tzmo yatza elo lamed ala klal kulo yatza. Because we say we have already a klal of a mitzvah of matzah on 7 days. So the seventh day is the seventh day, which is like kind of in this pasuk, saying, you know, which is a rishus. So the seventh day is a rishus. So he says that this seventh day was in the klal. Now we're taking it out of the klal. So lo lelam meid al atzmo yatzah. It's not just coming to teach about itself about day seven. El lemeid al klal kulo yatzah. It's teaching about everything. It's so by telling us that a seventh, because we thought before we had a klal that you have to be matzah on all 7 days, and now we have one little thing coming out of the klal, and that's only a rishus. We say that's actually teaching us about everything, and the whole thing is only a rishus. All 7 days is only a rishus, and there's no mitzvah of matzah anymore. If you want to eat matzah, eat matzah. You don't eat matzah, don't eat matzah. It's a rishus. Which again, like when you talk about, you know, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, like the concept is a little crazy. Kol var shaya v'chlal v'yatza min ha'klal lamed lo lamed al atzmo yatza lamed al klal kulo yatza. If it was previously included in a rule and then we teach an exception about one thing from that rule, that kind of exception thing that we taught applies to everything in the rule. So we kind of like gutted the rule. It's 1:30 in the morning. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Gemara keeps going though. Because right now, we have no mitzvah of matzah. All 7 days, there's no mitzvah of matzah.
We don't have constipation.
But they're creating only in a situation where there's no mitzvah of matzah because there's no Korban Pesach, or there's no mitzvah of matzah.
So Rav is going to come back now, and he's going to say, Yachol, the third to last line, the fourth word, Yachol af laila harishon rishus. Maybe even the first night is just a rishus. Maybe everything's a rishus. All of Pesach is a big joke. There's no Chag HaMatzos. It's all just a rishus. Talmud Lomar, Al Matzos Umrim Yochlu. So that's why we need Al Matzos Umrim Yochlu. To teach us that on the first night, we do still have a mitzvah of matzah. Ayin liyal bizmatche beis amikash kayyam bizmatche in beis amikash kayyam inayin. Okay, what about Bisman is there? What about when we don't have a Karban Pesach? Then, do we not have this mitzvah at all? Tamomaret ba'erev tochlu matzos hakasuv kavuchova. So we have this other pasuk of ba'erev tochlu matzos, and we're basically saying that pasuk bet of Barishon Barba Sayom Machodesh ba'erev tochlu matzos is teaching us a specific limud for the first night only. I guess as an interesting thought, I don't know, like it, from a Kiyama Mitzvah level, if when you eat matzah, when the mikdash is there, are you still in two mitzvos? Is it two mitzvos as matzah? Is it just that you need the matzah as part of the Korban Pesach, so you're filling Korban Pesach and you're filling mitzvah matzah? We pass them like Rava. We don't pass them like Ravacha Bar Yaakov, which is like very nice. We have a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah is not a tzar. So according to Rav, it's only the first day, right? And I'm just going to change this here. So we have here Laila Rishon. We've got 2 through 7. Chametz still aser, even days 2 through 7. Matzah, we're passing like Rava. Right, the simple understanding is that Laila Rishon, mitzvah, I'll say both.
It's matzah, not mitzvah.
The matzah is a mitzvah, right. And we're saying both with and without Korban Pesach. And 2 through 7, no mitzvah.
And he's saying both with or without the Korban Pesach. It's a D'oraisa or a D'rabbanan?
D'oraisa, yeah. I'm sorry. So this is Rav. Yeah.
Would 2 through 7 with Pesach be a mitzvah?
There's no from Pesach, okay, so it's fine.
Oh, so look at it.
Yeah. So that would be bad. That would be Baltosa. So taking like a step back now, we're faced a little bit of a question here of what's the nature
Day three through seven. Because Bizman and Mikdash, the Korban Pesach was actually brought on Erev, what we call Pesach. Right? During the late afternoon before the Seder. And if you like really drill down into the Pesukim, it seems that really Pesach is that afternoon. And that then after the afternoon we have this and then that night, and then we jump into Chag HaMatzos. And that Pesach and Chag HaMatzos seem to be two different but like closely related holidays.
So the Gemara in Menachos, if you go to the next source Hey, is talking about the mitzvah of tefillin. A volunteer to read that? Gemara? Okay.
This is Hani Rabbi Akiva. Omer yachol yaniach adam tefillin b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim. Tamad lomar v'ayu la'ot al yadecha l'tatavot v'inecha.
What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah, what's going on? Right. Right. The Rabbi Kiva says that based off the pasuk Vayala Osa Yadcha, that this idea of it being an os is like very. Is fundamental to its nature, and so you can't have two. It's a sign. You can't have two. On a given day, and so Shabbos and Yom Tov themselves are an oath. What does that mean? What's that mean?
Like how are they?
What is it like? In what way? What do Tilin and Yom Tov have in common? They have something in common that like they have some joint nature that makes them redundant.
The comfort with Hashem.
Right, so Rashi basically just says that, right, Hashem gave it to us as an oath, so it's an oath. And that's his idea there, that also, I think that the idea of tefillin, that like that it's showing something, you're wearing the tefillin, you're showing something outwardly, it's a sign that you put on yourself, so also you act on Shabbos and Yom Tov, another outward sign that you think that you do that shows this relationship. Yeah.
Maybe like the way it affects you like internally, like your state of mind, as in like when you have tefillin, you're supposed to be like thinking of self, and maybe also on Yom Tov.
I wonder if that fits like with that nomenclature of being a sign. You think it's a sign for yourself?
Yeah.
All right. So Tosfos there is the next source. Yatzu Shabbosos v'yom tovim shehein atman kriyin os. So he also tries to get into this. Anybody want to try? Try to take a stab at Tosfos? Yeah, go ahead. We're amongst friends.
What? Nothing. Echa ope pesach da sor bachila amet besukot zechayat besuka beperk batra demoy katan mashma tehulu shel moy chayav.
So he kind of like jumps in with like, no. Like, no what? Like, what do you say no to? So he said, so because he's coming in and saying, your gut reaction would have been to say, what's the os? Oh, the isur malacha. That's your sign. He says, lo mishum dasir vesias malacha. Right, it's not because you can't do malacha on Shabbos. You know, that's not the os. Dafilu choloshom moed, deshari be'asiyas malacha. Parentheses, you don't wear tefillin. So if on chol moed you're allowed to do malacha and you nonetheless don't wear tefillin, it must be that's not the os. Rather, what's the os? In Israel, nobody does. Outside of Israel, it's like this machlokas. I think chassidim do. There was like a joke on the Lower East Side, like people went to work on Chol Moed would wear tefillin, people who didn't go to work wouldn't wear tefillin. Yeah, it's funny. It's one of those things that in America there were like really divergent customs, and then you'll be in a shul and like different people do different things. In Israel, nobody wears tefillin.
And the reasoning is because of this, like because of the sign.
Yeah. So, and it's also, it's funny because like, right, on Musaf, for Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, everybody takes it off. So like you pause, take it off. But on Chamod, like, most people aren't wearing it in America, so it's this awkward, like, quickly take it off because we're not really waiting for you because you're not supposed to be wearing it in the first place. Take it off, like take it off at the end of Hallel or whatever. Yeah. So it's not the Isra Malacha, because there's no Isra Malacha on Chamod, but nonetheless, that still has an os. Rather, he says, the Pesach, the Asher Be'achilas Chametz, uvisukas dechayev visukah. There's a mitzvah that lasts all week long, and that's the os. Interesting, doesn't talk about Shavuos, like, but I guess you'd say, okay, but Shavuos, like, you have your Mikra Kodesh. Even if it's not the Isra Malacha that it is, there's it has mitzvah of being a chag.
It's like one day, it's No, but meaning like there's like a lot. I mean, maybe I'm just like people might forget about it, and like maybe like where it's filling on like Chol Moed because they're like, oh, Chag is over,
right.
But like not.
You're saying,
like,
right? You're saying
like
here,
a
like
practical thing.
I right, like you're saying Tosas is like, okay, so I have to like come up with a clever oath. But like if it's an Isra, if it's like it's actually a Chag, like
yeah.
It's Chag. Okay. So he's saying that there's an Isra Malacha 7 days. There's an Isra Chametz 7 days. That's your oath. It's the mitzvah of Sukkah 7 days. That's your oath. But the Rush, who was also in the beginning of his life living in
the lack of something. Is he saying like the sign on Kolon Pesach is like the lack of chametz?
Exactly.
He doesn't say that.
That's like the opposite of a sign. Still a sign, but like it's like the negative space.
Right. So the Rush kind of doesn't like it. So the Rush is like thinking the same direction, right? He living in the same kind of. Same kind of mind frame, but so he says, Shuvas HaRush, right? That is that source of Zion.
Shesharat al hanachat tefillin bechol moed, yesh mehagaonim she'amru she'im lehaniach tefillin bechol moed, she'in tarich ot she'in atzman ok. She'asur ba'asiyat melacha bidvar she'ino ibed, ve'od she'chaya b'shivat sukar b'chag, ve'petach chaya b'achilat matzah.
So he first throws out and he says, maybe there's a Isra Malacha anyway all 7 days. Because on Chol Moed, it's not like all bets are off. On Chol Moed, they're also there. Chol Moed actually has an Isra Malacha. There are just some exceptions to it. Like Davar HaAved, if you have something that is going to be a major financial loss that you can't avoid, so then you're allowed to do Malacha to prevent that. But then what's very different from Tosfos? When he talked about the next step. What did it say about Achilas Matzah? I thought we just got through saying you're not Chayav. I thought we just got through saying that Rava says that you're definitely not Chayav in Achilas Matzah because we have a Demeshe Bechal Shiyatam and Akal Lamed Lola Lamed Al-Smoy Lamed Al-Smoy and that only on the first night we have a Chayav and that even as well as that we still have a Chayav on the first night but it's not on all 7 days and all of a sudden Geish Mehageonim who said, oh, Chayav all 7 days. Like every night you need to sit down and have a Kazayas Matzah? Maybe. Sukkos, we sit down every week. Sukkos, you know, we try to get in the Sukkah. But here, this would be a Derabbanan that's therefore negating the mitzvah of Tefillin. Because right, we're talking here about an Os that makes it you don't wear Tefillin. So we have So we've got here Matzah again. It's still Rava, but this is the Geonim in the Rush. You say mitzvah, and they use the word, so which everybody says Lila Rishon, we're still okay with. And then here, 2 through 7, they say mitzvah. I'm just going to put in parentheses here, chayav.
Are they interpreting Rav in a different way, or are they going by?
Well, definitely not going by Rav Acha or Yaakov, because they say there's no mitzvah, it's not as a bechla.
Right.
So it's got to be in Rava. You could make an argument that if you go back to Rava, right, we had a. We first had Shitas Rava, and then we said, oh, you know, you can say... We have a Tanya Kavase de Rava, and say, oh, the Tanya Kavase de Rava is different, and that really pure Rava wouldn't say this, and pure Rava doesn't even get into this, and maybe pure Rava would say that 7 days are a shus, then. I don't know. Either way, this is a quirky shita here, saying that that you're chayav in a mitzvah all 7 days to eat matzah. It's like
pretty big.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't wear tefillin, and so the people who say The Tosfot also doesn't say, I mean, you can't, both of them are saying you can't wear tefillin.
Right.
And I can never wear tefillin, but.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
I speak for yourself.
I did on purr. But, sweet, but, like, they're both reaching the same conclusion.
Right, they're both said, it's, right, we because the Gemara says there's an oath. The only question is, what is that oath? As far as the question of filling goes, just the question is, what is the oath? But it's just, it's like, okay, so that's a heavy shita.
So what is the last day of Pesach? Like, why is it?
What's actually special about it?
We all hear the beeping, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Where's the fire?
There's no fire. Just a fire alarm.
But where was the fire? I'm saying, where was the fire?
I don't know,
that
was the beeping light. Okay. Guys, can we set off the fire alarm? Do you hear the fire alarm when you're in
the room?
Wait,
it's
actually?
1.2. Don't wait, Joey.
Actually?
Okay. And then just to give a little bit more context. If,
nobody needs to be adult.
Sorry.
If we just... The Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvos Asi Kufnun Ches, talking about Mitzvah Matzah, He Shetzivanu Lechol Matzah, Belech HaMishasar Minisan, typo, Binisan. Ye Sham Keves HaPesach, Olo Yihyeh. Regardless of whether there's Karm Pesach or not, there's Mitzvah Deoraisa to eat Matzah. Vuhu Amri Yisparach, Erev Tochlu Matzos. Right, that's using this Pasuk from Rava to tell me that we have a Mitzvah of Matzah no matter what's going on. Making no mention whatsoever of the next source, the Sefer Mitzvos. Making no mention whatsoever of any days beyond the first. So that's where we are now, right? We can't have chametz all 7 days. We definitely have a mitzvah on the first night when there is a mikdash and a korban pesach. When there's no mikdash and korban pesach, they have a machlokes, Rava, and Rav Acha Yaakov, whether you have a mitzvah d'oraisa or mitzvah d'rabbanan. Rava says you have a mitzvah d'oraisa and tami paskin. We then saw this idea here about tefillin being an os, and that pesach is also an os, and what gives pesach its osness? There's a question whether it's the iser melacha / iser melacha iman al moed. Or is it the Isser Chametz, or is it the mit, the Chiv of Matzah all 7 days? So now we can get to the Vilna Gaon.
So, like, basically everyone's saying something different, though. Like, there's not, like, general consensus. Yeah, like, Rav is something the Rosh is something different, like, when...
Well, meaning, Rav and Rav is fine, like, we can have a machlokes in the Tanaim and Amoraim level, and, like, that doesn't bother us, like, the Shammai's Hill have, like, you know, the class, like, they have different definitions of Mamzeir, like, that didn't, like, stop Klal Yisrael from continuing. You know, it's a big deal, like, you could see that becoming, like, a splinter issue, them saying, I'm not marrying anybody from your family, because I think you're all much Mamzeir, and it's an issue to marry you, like, it's really, like, there's a reason why they call it, like, a machlokes Hashem Shemayim. Because they were able to disagree vehemently about matters of, like, huge import, but still function as the same religion to all our benefit. Source number 9.
It's funnier at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Source number 9 comes from the Vilna Gaon. He did not write this. This is written by a student of his. You'll notice because there are, like, a lot of words. Vilna Gaon, when he wrote very, very tersely. And this is, like, written in sentences.
Which number is he?
Yeah. It's called, the Sefer is called Maaseh Rav. So, Shivas Yom Tochel Matzos, 7 days, eat matzah. Fine. We've seen this pasuk. It's all good. Kol Shiva mitzvah.
Awesome.
So it sounds like all 7 days are mitzvah. So the problem with that shita, which is also the shita of the Geonim, is that if you take a peek back at the Gemara that we had seen, which is what everybody's working off of, is that the Gemara says at the end, Rishus, right? It says, right, if you look at
five lines up from the bottom, back in Dalet, back in source Dalet, it says Mashri Rishus, Avsheshis Yom Rishus. Rishus means it's optional, it's not something you have to do. So if the Gro wants to say it's a mitzvah, he needs to deal with those literal words written in the Gemara that say it's a Rishus. So what's the Gro gonna say? The Eino Kore La Rishus, Elo Legabe Laila Rishona, Shehi Chova. U'mitzvah legabe chova rishus karila. He's in the word legabe, meaning compared to. So he's saying it's the only reason why we called it a rishus in the Gemara is that in comparison to laila rishona, because laila rishona is a chova, it's an obligation. So then we can call it a rishus compared to obligation. U'mitzvah, the hainu mitzvah kiyumis, a mitzvah which if you do it you get schar, but if you don't do it you haven't done anything wrong. Legabe chova. Compared to a mitzvah chiyuvis, a mitzvah which if you do it, you've done the right thing, and if you don't do it, you've done the wrong thing, rishus karilai. So he says that there's a mitzvah all 7 days, but it's a different, it's a fundamentally different mitzvah than you have on Laila Rishona, according to the Gra. Yeah?
Do we like have precedent where the Gemara changes its like halachic terminology based on like relative? Like,
so I think, in a case like this especially, I think the Gro would say that his understanding holds through. Because if you think of other cases where the Gemara talks about Rishus, there are other, like, this is not an uncommon use, like Marav is referred to as a Rishus.
And I'm using that a mitzvah.
Right, that if you do, right, that there is positive spiritual value to davening Marav, even though you're not Chayav. But I understand what you're saying, something like, that. Because we're otherwise talking about otherwise the context is a mitzvah, so then poof, rishus means mitzvah kiyumis. But if we didn't have something else talking about a mitzvah kiyumis, then rishus would mean rishus, and whatever, do whatever you want, I don't care. Interestingly, Rav Schechter has a position that he's given this year before about the question of whether there is any gray area in life. Or does halacha always have something that is right or wrong? Is there always a positive thing that you should be doing? Or is it, look, you know, halacha is ambivalent. What you want to do between 3 and 3:30 today is a day. Or like, no. If you're supposed to be sleeping, you're supposed to be sleeping. Because you need to be rested. And if you're supposed to be exercising, you're supposed to be exercising. If you're supposed to be unwinding, you're supposed to be unwinding. But if you're not supposed to be resting because you slept 8 hours last night, then by resting, now you're doing the wrong thing. This idea of, like, does halacha even recognize such a concept that we have of like rishus of it's really it's your call, whatever you want? Or like, no, somewhere under the surface it's always either a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. Like,
wasn't it always like a little bit of the concept of bittul Torah, which is like if you should be learning Torah right now and you're not, then that's a bad thing.
Yes, but there are other positive things that you could be doing that aren't learning Torah at a given time, you know. You're right. If you could be learning Torah, then that's the right thing to do. But if you're exhausted, for example, then it's not the right thing to do.
What's
that say? Kiyumis. Like, if you're mekayem mitzvah, then you get schar. If you're not mekayem mitzvah, whatever, that's fine. Personally, like, I think the shita speaks to me a lot, and like makes a lot of sense. Like, it's Pesach. Of course, eating matzah is a mitzvah. The alternative is no. Like, if you're hungry and you want to have bread, have matzah. If you're hungry and you want to have eggs. Like, nobody's telling you you have to eat matzah. But the grill gets even cooler.
The pretty cool.
So then he quotes the same Geonim that he goes to the same Geonim that the Rush quoted. V'chein Pirshu, Yontef, Eino Tzarech Os, Pesach, Dematzah, Sukkos V'Sukkah, Vod Kamarayos. So, right, he thinks that he is giving this sheet also, but clearly we have different terminology, so it could be there were different Geonim. But for now, we'll leave them as separate sheetos. But this is really, like, to see this to the 100% extreme is a real outlier.
to say that, like, every day you have to eat a kezias of matzah.
Do people do this as, like, a chumrah?
So the people who do that, I think people who eat matzah every day, I think generally don't do it because of this shita of the Gaonim. They do it instead because there's a day that Chol Hamoed has like a bit of a yomtiv flavor to it, and so you have a chi of suda on every day of Chol Hamoed also. Or just they'll have a suda with wine and with bread on every day of Chol Hamoed. But I don't know. I don't think that there's any like real mainstream shita saying, you know, kishel atzma, because of the chi of matzah, you have to eat matzah every day of Chol Hamoed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But can't you say that, like, the Rosh is maybe being, like, the most true to the Pasuk that we learned? Because there was one that said you have to eat it all 7 days.
But that's without taking into account Rava. Right? Because I guess that's the other thing, right? This kind of guts Rava. Right? Because Rava Dafka said, no, we have this klal, and then we cut out the last day, like, what's this pasuk talking about? If we take this sheet for realsies, then that falls apart. Although I guess whatever. Although you could make a separate argument and say no, there are two separate mitzvahs. There's this mitzvah, which like really is this, and this just fills in, and then the rest of the holiday is just this. But that would be another issue with this idea that he's really gutting Rava. So the Gra continues. The Talmud of the Gra describing the Gra's Nahug. The Haya mechaviv me'od mitzvahs achilas matzah kol shiva. He valued and he loved this mitzvah of matzah kol shiva. Uvi yom tov acharon haya ochel se'uda shlishis afal pishalo haya ochel shalosh se'udos b'shar yom tov mipnei chavivas mitzvahs achilas matzah shezmano holichlo. So the Gra would specifically eat on Motzei, would specifically eat on like Shal Shiddes time on the last day of Pesach. He'd have another suit of matzah. There's no mitzvah Shal Shiddes on Yontif. That's a Shabbos din. On Yontif, you need to have a suda, but there's no idea of having three sudos. The Gra would dafka on the last day of Pesach because the time is going and I'm no longer going to have the opportunity to do this mitzvah of matzah. He'd like pack it in and eat an extra meal of matzah to do this mitzvah kiyumis, which is like a really, like, it's a nice idea of like, he was so chaviv the matzah that he added this extra suda. Uvimotzei yom tov, haya mishtadel lit'om chametz. And then afterwards, he would go and try to eat chametz. And then also there's the isser of eating chadash. You can only eat yashan. So he also that once you had passed that time, right? Because there's not a mikdash. They'd bring the korban on the second day of Pesach, and then after the korban you could eat chadash. We wait an extra day, and then you would eat for the time collapse. So he would try to eat stuff that yesterday was chadash, today it's yashan. He would try to eat that stuff also. But so this idea, though, is a very powerful idea in terms of, like, how do we view our eating and how do we view our mitzvot. The Gra is saying, this is, like, ultimate. If you want to say to Hashem, I eat, like, on Shabbos because it's a mitzvah. You know, I like food. Food's great, but, like, I'm doing lishma. So the Gra is saying, like, you want to show me that it's lishma? As Pesach is leaving, as you're losing the opportunity to eat matzah as a mitzvah, eat more matzah. And the minute Pesach's over, go eat chametz to show. I wasn't eating chametz. You know why I wasn't eating chametz yesterday? Not because I didn't want to I didn't want to have bread. Oh, I wanted bread. But I couldn't eat Pesach. I didn't eat bread. But now, the minute Pesach's over, bread's mutter, I'm going to eat bread to show you, kind of like to reflect on my previous 7 days. The reason why I wasn't eating chametz was because of the mitzvah. This can also be reflect on one poorly, as like people who after Pesach go out and do terrible things and trample people to try to go get their first bite of chametz. So that is also frowned upon. It's not here. There's an apocryphal story that the Gra used to be makpid that he would make havdalah on Motzei Pesach on beer. Like he like so like this idea that he wanted to like taste chametz right after Pesach. He would make his havdalah on beer after Pesach. He'd, you know, leave shul, go to the local guy to buy some beer to make his havdalah. And then to go even further,
V'hayanimna lechol achar Pesach matzah sheyotzin b'yidei chovasa b'Pesach.
On Isru Chag, right? The minute Pesach's over, he says, "No more matzah." Why? Not only you're not chayav, you're not even filling a mitzvah. And if it's not a, if this isn't a mitzvah eating,
you
I'm not interested.
He
was nohig not to eat matzah.
At all throughout the entire year?
I think this...
Or like right after
Pesach? I think probably like right after Pesach. But again, so this is not, it's not an isser. But this is from a Musser moral perspective saying, look, I want to show you like what I'm eating for. I eat matzah when matzah is a mitzvah. The minute matzah is not a mitzvah, I'm not going to eat it. And chametz, well, chametz is an isser now, so I'm not going to eat chametz. But I want to show you that the reason why I wasn't eating chametz was because of the mitzvah. And like, it's an astounding mindset to think that, like, yeah, your eating is, check my halachic categories. Is it a mitzvah? I'm in. Is it not? All right, I'm done. But it's also this crazy concept of, oh, I don't eat matzah, not a Pesach. Right? Yeah.
But, I mean, first of all, you can always lead to, like, bragging and, like, not always great character traits, but, like, also at the same... I mean... Never mind. Wait. Okay, but then, at the same time, like, there is... I mean, maybe this isn't really an idea, but, like, there is, like, that idea of, like, doing... like good things because they're good. That doesn't really apply to like matzah and like
right.
Because
like it's a mitzvah being under the lakum. You're like what's right and what's
but
wrong.
Like that idea of like I'm only doing it because it's a mitzvah. Like I mean it's like works a little bit better with like negative mitzvah. But, like I'm not murdering because it's a mitzvah. But like also at the same time,
right? You're like shkoyach. That doesn't make you a good person.
Yeah,
you're a better person.
Like,
if you don't want to kill people.
Like
yeah. So the Rambam talks to that breakdown that for mitzvahs being under the lakum, it's like healthy to say. That cheeseburger looks great, but I'm not going to do it because Hashem said don't eat it. You don't need to say, ew, gross, cheeseburgers are revolting. Like, there's nothing wrong with wanting to eat a cheeseburger because it looks delicious. And you say, but Hashem said not to, so I'm not going to. Right, Masha Inkane, oh, I just want to rip his throat out and, like, trample on it. Like, no, you're right, you have a flawed character, in your perspective. And I think that you're spot on. But I think with matzah, we're still in okay land. That,
I mean,
that like there's no inherent flaw.
Like it's okay to be like pissed off to
right.
Be like I want bread.
And also like Vaharaya, 300 and whatever days a year, chametz is what we eat. You know, so there's nothing wrong with chametz. There's something wrong with chametz on Pesach. And on Pesach we eat matzah. Nothing wrong with matzah. We just you know.
But people ate matzah not on Pesach. Pesach is not like Pesach. Matzah wasn't regular food all the time.
I think it depends on where you were in the world.
I mean,
but yeah.
I mean, it was at the Gemara time period.
They
at
ate,
least.
Right, and right, the Mishkan, the Mikdash, they all
yeah.
Talk about having these, like, unleavened bread.
The Brits had heart attacks. Like.
Yeah.
But it's also saying this is ideal. Not saying this is somewhere.
And,
no,
I mean, and also, I think that a lot of this is mindset. It's not... This,
it's not
like,
as practical.
Meaning, this is practical. I think he's saying there is a mitzvah kumis. If you eat matzah on Pesach, you get an extra mitzvah, even if it's not Le Rishon. This is just a mindset thing of his, like, and like thinking about your eating and thinking about your eating in context of mitzvahs. But in terms of normative halacha, again, the Gemara is nice. If you take a look at the next source there, Or HaChaim, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Chiyuv Achilas Matzah Ela B'Laila HaRishon Bilvad. There's no obligation to eat matzah, obligation, Chiyuv, except for the first night. And the Rama agrees, and that's what we do. That's our mainstream psak. And then if just I gave you the two Mishnah Berurahs there, right? Ela b'layla rishon, he goes through basically everything we saw. Dichtiv erev tochlu matzos, aval sha'ar kol halilos v'chol yamim eino muzhar, el shlo lechol chametz. Right? Oh, like don't think that if there's no mitzvah to eat matzah, you can eat chametz all of a sudden. No, like you can't eat chametz. It's just if you don't want to eat anything, you're welcome to eat nothing. The af, so here is the one other quirk. The mechuyav lechol pas b'yomtiv, k'demuchach in hilchos yomtiv. Right, you have to have lechem mishnah on Shabbos. You have to eat bread on yomtiv. So if you're in a chinami, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah per se. So, but if I have to eat it, I have to eat it. So like Is it all semantics? He says, no. Yachol latzeis b'matza ashira. D'haynu shenilusha b'me peros. This concept of matza ashira, which I think that we generally assume is not chametz, but you're just not, it's not lechem oni. So you can't be yotze for seder.
It's like egg matzah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, so you can't be yotze for seder, but there's also no harm in eating it other times. So you can eat this stuff. So this wouldn't be mekayim your mitzvah of matzah, because it's not lechem oni, but it's not chametz, and you make a motzi on it. So you could use it for that ordinary chiyuv of lechem mishnah.
On Shabbos. Like if Shabbos
right.
was on one of the chalas, you could use that.
Right.
If you use regular matzah.
No, for sure. But he's saying, if you're telling me that I have to eat.
Not egg matzah, like not. What is what matzah?
Egg matzah.
What matzah? Oat matzah. Disgusting.
No, I don't
not
eat
regular.
Oat matzah.
Soft matzah is just mind you, baked a little bit less time.
Ashkenazi, so the reason why you don't do soft matzah is because the minhag developed to cook your matzah really hot, really fast.
Yeah.
Out of like his concern. Most Ashkenazi posts say that soft matzah is fine on Pesach. There are those who say that soft matzah is like too close to chametz.
What is soft matzah?
It's a lot of fun.
It's a very dense
meaning,
of bread.
Meaning anything that you bake that you don't put yeast into, that's made out of flour and water, can be kosher Pesach as long as you cook it in under 18 minutes. The fact that like Ashkenazi shmur matzah is baked at 600 degrees in under 90 seconds is like that's what it is. It's baked really hot, really fast. Like you don't get anywhere near 18 minutes, right? I think 18 is a long time. In theory, you can make yourself pizza. Like take some flour, take some water, mix it up, make a dough, put the sauce on, put the cheese on, put it in, bake it. 15 minutes, you're good. Nobody wants to do that though because you're playing with fire. I mean.
Playing with fire is a lot of fun.
That's the concern there.
We should keep a track of Deborah's clothes.
We should.
apparently, this is a food kit.
Okay, so just to wrap up with what we have here, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Gra. The last source, v'shem ha-gra kasu da'al kol panim mitzvah ikal lechol matzah kol shiva ela she'inu chiyuv. So the gra is brought down.
Did you miss Torah learning to bake?
The gra is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Again, not really being brought down, you know, as a primary shita, but at the same time, his whole position is that there's missing cumin, so like you can't go wrong. And now, if you jump to Tzitz Eliezer, the question he's dealing with is, what's with these people who have a minute not to eat matzah on Pesach, except for Leil HaSeder? It's a crazy concept. Apparently there were people at a minute, they would eat their kezayis on Leil HaSeder.
Who are these people?
Chassidim and Prushim. And they would eat their, they'd have their kezayis matzah on Leil Rishon. And that's it. They wouldn't wash again until the end of Pesach. They wouldn't have any matzah
what
again.
What do they eat?
Fruits, vegetables, eggs, meat, chicken.
Potatoes.
Fine.
Yeah.
But like, what do they do on Shabbos when you need a lechem mishnah?
So that's one of the Tzitz Eliezer's kashas against me. He says, what are you doing? You're being mevatel the whole mitzvah here of lechem mishnah on Shabbos. And so their chashash, it's wild. The reason why they didn't do this, he says, is because they were nervous that the matzah was chametz. They said, how do you make chametz? How do you make chametz?
Water.
How do you make matzah? So how do you know that your matzah is not chametz? And it's an Isser Kari, so how could you take a risk of eating chametz on Pesach?
That's hilarious.
So why do you eat it on the first? So this is the Isser Kari. So then why do you eat it on the first night? Say, oh well, the first night I have no choice. I'm mitzvah midoraisa to eat. Mitzvah midoraisa to.
I know it's so crazy
to eat. To eat matzah, so I eat it on the first night, but that's it, and I'm never touching it again. And it's crazy. He says, first of all, you're not being mekayim, all these other mitzvahs. He says, second of all, you're going to be vadai. He says, you're being vadai not mekayim lechem mishnah, for a suffik, which is a suffik rachok. Like, what are the odds that your matzah actually is chametz? And then he says also we have this concept that lo nitna Torah l'malacha hasharis. Hashem didn't give the Torah to the malachim. He could have given the Torah to the malachim, but he gave it to people. And people live in the real world. In the real world, we take risks. We mitigate our risks. But like, in theory, there's a risk. You're right, but we're not malachim, and that's okay. And he says... Jews have to make matzah. Right? L'shem, the people, L'shem matzah's mitzvah, L'shem matzah's mitzvah, maybe, who knows?
We made matzah, like, in your ear, the guy
is forever screaming. L'shem matzah mitzvah.
Not if you were outside, he'd call you.
L'shem matzah mitzvah.
Yeah, so that... Even with that, you never know what could happen.
Nancy, you tell him.
And then what he even said, which is also interesting, Stiliezer says, he says, you can't make this, he said, even Chazal couldn't make that gzera. You're saying, oh, we have this gzera, whatever, it's chashash. So even Chazal couldn't make that gzera. Because this gzera, even though technically it's a shevi al tasa, right, Chazal is telling you, don't eat matzah. Right, so you're violating the mitzvah of right. Yesh koach biyach chamlach or davar min haTorah b'shev v'al taseh. They can override a positive mitzvah in the Torah as long as all they're telling you to do is to sit on your hands. He says, but in this case, they're also going against an explicit pasuk because the pasuk says eat matzah all 7 days. Barav tochul matzah miyamar yishon ad yom hashvi. So even though it's a shev v'al taseh. It's a shevi al tasa, and even though this pasuk is kind of only referring to verse 9, he kind of says between the two of them, you can't make this gezeira. And not only can Chazal not make it, but like alachas kama b'kama, you can't make this gezeira. Like living in whatever century you're living in. So he's saying that it's crazy. And then he says, but maybe there's another svara. He says, maybe there's another svara. I'll give you some credit. So he says, maybe they're dafka doing this. Because they want to stick it to the Karaites, the Karaim. Karaim who would read the Torah literally. They would read the Torah literally. And so they would say, oh, the Pasuk says, Barishon, Barba Asayom Lachodesh Barev Techul Matos, Adiyom Achad Vestrim Lachodesh Barev. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah every all 7 days. We say, yeah, Rabbi Shmuel, Rava, Gzeira, right, the Davar, Yosef Ben Aklal, that this is a Rishus, so they're all Rishus, and this only teaches me the first day. So I want to show the Karaites, no. There's no mitzvah that's on days 2 through 7. I'm going to stick it to you, the carrots.
So he's agreeing.
So they're just eating less matzah, and the carrots are just eating more matzah.
He's thinking, so maybe that's their svar. Maybe it's not. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're not crazy. So maybe they're not crazy, and they're not being that they're choshesh that maybe it's chametz. No, maybe they just want to stay with the carrots. He says. So if.
And also, like, still Shabbos.
No, but they
can't. Right, so first of all, we have this issue with still Shabbos.
Carrots,
like, okay,
the carrots were eating matzah all 7 days?
Apparently.
Okay, but, and then they were saying, they were sticking to them, they'd be like, actually.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah, so he says, right, he says, basically, this should have been a much older minute. This minute of not eating matzah, but like, we have Geonim already saying.
Like, no one's sticking it to the parents now.
Right,
like,
right.
No one cares about the parents
right.
Now.
You can't start in the 21st century or the 20th century with this minhag if like the Geonim said that it might be a mitzvah. But anyway, so that's just kind of just to round out all the possible shitos that we have an Isser Chametz on Pesach. The Gra had a minhag to eat Chametz dafka right after Pesach. We have a mitzvah. Laila Rishon, everybody says we have a mitzvah. According to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, it's only Doraisa with Korban Pesach. Rav says it's Doraisa even without, because of this combination of the Yosef and Aklal. The Gra also, then we have the Gra and the Chuvas HaRash telling us that there's some sort of mitzvah on days 2 through 7. We're not sure exactly what it is. We have the crazy Prushim referred to by the Eliezer and say that there's a that we can't eat matzah on Pesach.
They made it themselves.
Yeah, and I guess and just the, you know the food for thought. I think that really this.
On
Pesach.
I stole your joke.
Yeah. Questions, thoughts?
This is really interesting.
I have a lot of thoughts.
So, we go by the cross.
We know. No, we go by the... We go by the Shulchan Aruch Meshavura. The mainstream sat is that there is a the theme of the first night.